Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The right fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ferdy Schupp. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ferdy Schupp. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Chick Shorten. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Severard. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Schalker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Schalker. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk bunts towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalker spins and fires to second, and Johnson is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill, who is chasing the ball. Shorten reaches third base with a triple. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber takes first base on ball four. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shorten scores. Gerber moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill, who is chasing the ball. Jacobson reaches third base with a triple. Gerber scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacobson scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Falk reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shorten. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker strikes out. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Shorten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-0 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Ma still reaches third base with a triple. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Ma still scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schock moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellerbe moves to second. Urban Schocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Schocker takes first base on ball 4. Ellerbe moves to third. McManus moves to second. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Shorten strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gerber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Ellerbe scores. McManus scores. Schocker moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schocker scores. Gerber scores. It's 8-2, Browns. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Schock and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisler scores. Jacobson moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. It's 10-2, Browns. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Schock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Strunk moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Yamyarian now catching. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shocker takes first base on ball 4. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Shorten is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 10, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerber moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Severide hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Gerber tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shovel Hodges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges 0 for 1 in the game. Hodge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Ma still hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Shocker bunts for an out with unknown description. Ellerbe moves to second. Two outs. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Shorten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellerbe moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Browns. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 0-for-1 in the game. Yarian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Shovel Hodges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges 0-for-2 in the game. Hodge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gerber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Sisler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-3, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Severide hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Johnson moves to second. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Strunk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Browns. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Ma still hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.